You're listening to Illinois Public Media on this Thursday morning. It is the 10th day of March. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area today. A 50% chance of showers, mainly before 1 this afternoon. Cloudy otherwise, a high of 56. Light and variable winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Those winds could gust as high as 16. Tonight, mostly cloudy, gradually turning mostly clear, a low of 38. North winds at 6 miles an hour. They'll be calm in the evening time, and while they'll be out of the north, by the time we get to Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a beautiful high of 61 degrees. Those winds will turn to the east at 3 to 7 for the day on Friday. Here's what the numbers look like in Chicago as they resume trade. At 8:30 this morning, corn futures in the March contract now at 361.5, up 2.5 cents. May contract at 362.5, 3 higher. July up 2.75, and December corn at 381, up 1.75. March soybeans a penny and a quarter higher at $8.81 and a quarter. The May at 8.88 and three quarters, up 3. July 2.5 higher at 8.93 and three quarters. And November beans at 8.99 and three quarters, 2.5 higher. Bean meal 2.10 lower at 2.67.50. Bean oil up a dime at 31.53. Wheat futures March contract down a half at 4.63 and a quarter. July at 4.79 and three quarters, a nickel higher. And the July hard red winter wheat at 4.90 and a half, up 4 and three quarters. Live cattle futures at $138 and a nickel, $1.27 and a half higher. June at $127.37 and a half, up a buck and a nickel. March feeder cattle for the day at $160.45, up $1.40. The April at $160.70, $1.97 and a half higher. And April lean hogs, $72 even. They're down a dime on the morning. Joining us from Waco, Texas, I guess that's where he is this morning, is Dan Zwicker of Zwicker Consulting. And he joined us each and every Thursday morning, though this is the last time and the last 9:50 a.m. as we get ready to change things on Monday. And I'm traveling tomorrow to the Illinois Soybean Summit in Rockford, Dan. So thanks for all the work with us on these Thursday mornings over the years. I appreciate that a lot.
It's been a good ride. Like I said, I can't remember. I think I came on in 1988, so it goes back several years, almost 30 years, I guess, doing this in the morning. So, but I do know that things change, and we'll just have a better to a closing market report is what we'll have.
We'll have a more spirited discussion during the closing market report. We'll get to do some of the things we've been doing in the morning and in the afternoon. I try to make sure that there's two sets of different questions, as I may just have to take the whole thing with you in the afternoon. I don't know if we get through all those questions. Okay, so we probably have a couple things we need to go through. Yesterday's USDA WASDE report domestically didn't show anything, gave a different trend on the world front as it looked in to the wheat, the corn, and the soybean supplies, those mostly coming out of South America and some extent North America for the wheat. India was down, Australia down, both for wheat, and we changed some other supplies around too. But the trend was lower in each of them. I don't know how much support, but did you see it as a little bit friendly?
Well, I think you have to from a world perspective. My concern, and maybe it's too soon to worry about that, is that if we go back into a situation like what we were prior here to the big ag boom that we had here during the double O's, is that we are basically the residual supplier, and that's what worries me more than anything, is the world carryover ends up being held by U.S. farmer and U.S. grain companies. Because the other countries have a strong tendency to always undercut us and get rid of their inventory. So we end up being the residual supplier, and that was one of the reasons why we had very stable markets, you would say, back in the late 90s or mostly through the 90s and the early double O's before we, you know, before China became a big fish and wanted to upgrade their diets for their people and became a big buyer of raw materials and agricultural materials and whatnot. But I did notice, though, that USDA did bump up, I think, current year ending stocks. I think we're up to, 450 or 460 or something like that.
460.
I think they doubled that.
Yep, up 10 million bushels.
That's getting a little burdensome, but you know the year's not over with. But that bothers me a little bit. I mean, that's getting up there a little high, and if we would have a good crop, you're not going to bring that down anytime soon. I mean, the only way that's going to come down is if we would have a national average yield 2 or 3 bushels underneath trend line. Well, then that cleans it up pretty quick if everybody's treated equal. But that's usually not the case. It's usually one side of the Corn Belt or either the north or the south or somebody gets hurt in that situation.
We are in day 7 and of an uptrend in the May contract for the soybeans. I think probably the lead option as well. Technically, where do you think we stand in this marketplace?
Well, yeah, the technicians are going to be excited about soybeans. I think it's going to start bringing in some new buying. We haven't really broke above our sideways trading range like we've had basically through January and February. But looking at the May contract here, we're on the verge of doing that here today, poking out the February high and that early February high, which was so far been the calendar year high. So beans do look like they're ripe for a new calendar year high, and that does go along with the seasonality of soybeans. The moving averages, they're breaking. We've had a couple closes now here about both the 50-day and 100-day moving average, and it won't be too long if we can maintain this strength all of a sudden we get the 50-day crossing above the 100-day, and then you have what we would call as a golden cross in the daily soybean chart, and that would bring in a lot of technical buying. So the bean chart looks pretty good. I mean, when you take a look at it, that we made our lows early in the month. We took out the February low on March 2nd, and now we're in a position to close out the month higher, but I do know that the March report at the end of the month here is going to be real critical to that. But technically, I do like the beans. Cyclically, they're in the time window for a major upturn to take place and give us some price strength. Wheat is also in that position. Corn, if we can get corn and beans, if we can get wheat and soybeans to kind of lead the pack here, then maybe it could pull corn out of its hole a little earlier than average. That's kind of what I'm watching, if it could do that a little earlier than average. Corn still has a few weeks before it really gets ripe for any major upturn in the marketplace. But maybe we find out that domestic disappearance has been much stronger than what everybody thought on the March report. And then, of course, weather will be real important here the first part of April. Things are wet. I'm super wet down here. I drove down from Illinois in rain all the way yesterday. So there's not going to be much planting activity, at least in the southern growing regions here for a while, and that might begin to kind of take hold as a supporting influence.
Hey, we'll talk with you again this afternoon, and thanks so much for being with us on the Mid-Morning Market Report for 30 years or better. I do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Dan Zwicker is with Zwicker Consulting. He's out of Waco, Texas. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbanum. This is the last time for the Mid-Morning Market Report. Changes coming on Monday. However, I'll be traveling to the Soybean Summit in Rockford tomorrow. It'll just make my job easier to MC that event. So we're going to finish one day early with the 9:50 a.m. And then on Saturday, for those who have students that might be AgCom students or those that are coming in to explore ACES, I'll be here at the ACES Library touring my studios in Mumford Hall, where I'm broadcasting from this morning. And on Monday evening, we have the Champaign County Farm Bureau's Marketing Club meeting. That starts at 6:30 out at the Farm Bureau building, U of I Extension building. And then on Thursday, we'll be in Taylorville next week with Ellen Dearden, Merrill Crowley, and Kurt Kimmel. So it'll be a busy week next week. We'll wrap that up. on Saturday the 19th up at the Chicago Farmland Farmers Farmland Forum. It's in Joliet. Check out the chicagofarmers.org website for all the details. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. This is Illinois Public Media.